But Ruth said, "Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God my God. Where you die, I will die. There will I be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me and more as well, if even death parts me from you." When Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. Life is complicated, too complicated really for rules, and so we tell stories. Stories allow room for questions that do not have easy answers, and stories make space for the complexity of humanity. The story of Ruth and Naomi is a good example. Ruth is Naomi's daughter-in-law. When both women find themselves to be widows, Ruth famously pledges her loyalty to Naomi rather than exercising her right to go back to her own family. That's what's happening in those verses from the first chapter of the book that I just read. So together the two return to Naomi's homeland and continue to build a relationship that defies the acceptable boundaries of their time. In the end, as we heard in the lesson just read this morning, a child is born. A child, we are told, who is to become the king of the father of Jesse, the father of David, and then David, who will be the king of Israel. From open hearts and minds and the choice of relationship despite boundaries, a child named Obed, the text tells us, which means servant of God, is born. And Ruth becomes the great-grandmother of a king. Ruth and Naomi begin as two grief-stricken and really, in their time, destitute women, widows, and become joyful matriarchs against all reasonable odds, but as a result of faithfully living into their best selves. Stories bridge the gap between what should be or what one would expect and what actually is. They point to the possibilities that arise out of adversity without diminishing the reality of that which is difficult. When the headlines bring us devastating news, as has happened in recent weeks from Pittsburgh and now California, it appears as if something is broken. The rules that govern how we treat one another have been blatantly disregarded. The way the world works then is sort of turned upside down. People should expect to be able to recreate and worship in safety. People are supposed to love their neighbor. Whatever you think the reason is for those shootings, the result is destroyed lives and the erosion of public trust. But it's the stories of what happens afterward that begin to move us toward healing. At Beth Haim last week, Rabbi Perlman remarked on the flowers that were left at the synagogue by people who wanted to show their love. Across the country, people, including 10 from St. Peter's, attended Shabbat services last weekend to show support. And here at St. Peter's, we will continue to look at what we need to do beyond thoughts and prayers, though prayers are critically important. Living most fully into who we are called to be, the best version of ourselves, is how we give birth to something better. It's how we serve as Christ's heart and hands in this world. And today we're remembering the stories of what was happening on this day 100 years ago, when the armistice was signed that ended World War I. The war to end all wars, because it was so destructive that everyone hoped it would never happen again. But a child born in England on November 11th, 1918, named Pax, was killed years later in World War II. It's commonly known that the end of World War I was complicated. I suppose the end of any war is complicated. and I'm not a military scholar, but I do know something about people. And I know that human desires and defenses and frailties can lead us into places that we do not wish to be. A recent New Yorker article tells the story of the final days of World War I and makes the argument that its ending was as sort of difficult, the New Yorker article uses the word senseless, as its beginning. Intense fighting continued until the moment the clock struck 11 a.m., and in some cases even beyond, because there was one more shell to be lobbed. And when it was over, soldiers on the battlefield were quietly stunned and not quite sure what to think, what to believe, what to hope, and what to do. And of course, civilians elsewhere in different situations celebrated loudly. There are rules of war, and there are commonly accepted ways in which we treat one another. And in the stories, we realize that in addition to rules and expectations, there are people with hopes and fears and anger and love, people who serve with bravery and courage. And for that, we are grateful. The question we're invited to consider this morning is what is possible when we trust in God and give of ourselves completely and in the best way we know how. That's the story of the widow's mite. She trusted God with all that she had because she believed that God had already given her all that she needed. It's the story of Ruth and Naomi, who chose fidelity despite differences and difficulties. Last night, as you all know, we had an event in the barn. All sorts of people were there, parishioners, friends, family members, and happily many members of our broader community, people of all ages and abilities. Some sat and watched, others mingled around auction items, many danced. And the caller reminded us over and over that this was a special type of dancing. In this dancing, you were meant to look at the people around you and introduce yourself to someone you had never met. There were whole dances that were really just an opportunity to shake hands with as many people as possible and greet them with a smile. Getting it completely correct was not required. Being in relationship with the people around you was. Giving of yourself and building community as a result. I've always believed that God desires for us to live fully into who we are called to be. I believe that love wins, the kind of steadfast love we see in Ruth and Naomi. I believe that trusting in God makes us strong, like the widow. And I believe that love and strength make anything possible, even peace, even now. It's up to us, to you and to me, to decide each day to try by living with open minds, soft hearts, and ready hands, and by trusting always in God.